Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
As I said a minute ago, Dan, if I was a duck, I'd be doing great. But anyway, is it not the rainiest, nastiest, suckiest day possible?
I clicked onto the Weather Channel this afternoon, and it just says rain, light rain, rain for like the next 6 or 7 days. It's just crazy. It's we're in one of those spring doldrums, as I call them.
And the crazy part is our good buddy John would be doing anything in Florida right now to get this rain because they're so dry down there. All this rain keeps coming up the coast and keeps missing Florida. Does that happen?
Really? Yeah. It won't. It doesn't happen too often. I think I told you guys on the show last week, and I got my fertilizer down. I look out the window. I can, like, see my grass growing. It's with this water, you know. So I'll need a sickle out there to cut it all down.
Absolutely, dude. My grass is as green as it's ever been, let me tell you. I've already cut it, like, 3 times this season, and it'll be due again as soon as the sun pops out. It'll grow 3 inches.
Oh, yeah, this time of year, it's a little bit of all the water and then a little bit of sun, and like we said, it grows pretty good, so it's a good thing and a bad thing, right?
Yep, and the sad part is I think what's happening is, I think all this is from Disney's new free dining. Everybody's crying. It's the clouds opened up to cry about. It is, if any, I don't even know how you can even say it's free dining anymore with what they're giving you.
Yeah, I mean, we and pretty much everyone in the Disney community has been saying for years they've watered down the product so much that pretty much anyone that's in the Disney realizes that it's not that good of a value. In certain circumstances, it is, but the general guest that goes down, you could do a lot better just throwing your money on a gift card and paying out of pocket.
I honestly think, I mean, and I haven't really delved into all the discounts and everything, but with what they give you for now, the deluxe is just a one sit-down meal, correct, Dan?
Yeah, I believe so. You get one table service per day.
Yeah, it's the basic one sit-down, one counter, one snack per day. It's what it used to be. So you're better off probably taking the discount. I'll be honest with you. And I hate that expression, so I'll pick on myself for it because I hate when somebody says that to me. Right. But anyway, I promise you now, I will never do free dining. I will never buy the dining package. I will never even deal with dining again as far as anything with Disney. That dining plan is dead to me now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. All they're doing is abusing people with it.
Right, and it's unfortunate because a lot of first-timers or maybe even folks that haven't gone in several years, you know, like we did years ago, see free dining or even the dining plan, you know, when it's not free dining. And it does sound enticing, and they'll get sucked into it, and they'll buy it, not realizing that it's really not that great a value. To your point, and you're probably better off taking the money off your resort room.
Yeah, and I even argue with, and I know a lot of our friends and friends of the show, and they buy the dining plan. Right now, just out of principle, I wouldn't buy the dining plan ever. I wouldn't do it. I even steer my clients away from it. They get a better discount if they went and got a Target credit card and got 5% off a gift card. So yep. Go get a $1,000 gift card, get $50 off of your gift card. It's free money. Yep.
Right.
It's a meal. Disney ain't giving you $50.
No, and in this year, as you know, and I haven't really read through it in-depthly either, but it appears that they're changing it so that only guests staying in the deluxe resorts get the table service, and then everyone else gets that reduced one where you get a counter service instead. And I know you're a big proponent of not setting up this class system.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it appears that, you know, this year at least, that's what they're doing with the dining.
Dan, you're right. What they should do is they just give the All-Stars three snacks.
They get a box lunch or a
exactly.
Peanut
they
butter
get that,
sandwich.
Yeah, they get that picnic in the center of the hub.
Right. Yeah, that leaves, you know, no pun intended, that leaves a bad taste in my mouth because, you know, like you always say, you know, your amenities at your resorts are the things that you get when you, you know, buy the different, levels of resorts at Disney. But, you know, of course, they got to tweak this some more. And, you know, just think of how many table service dinners they're going to save, if you will, by going to this plan and just having counter service. And again, some people may, in fact, I know a lot of people don't mind doing counter service, and I guess that's fine, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of folks that like to stay at Port Orleans Riverside like we do, or one of the other moderates, or even one of the values. And, you know, if you were going to do the dining plan, you know, you're not going to be able to get table service now.
No, and it's just it's ridiculous because what you're paying for Riverside at that point to get the free dining, you're paying peak. So it ain't even worth it. You're paying the actual peak amount for the room.
Right. Yeah, you're paying the most you can pay for that room, at least this year, with the Disney prices. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're pretty close, right? Well, I guess it would go up incrementally at the deluxe too. I was going to say you're inching pretty close to what it would cost during non-peak time at one of the deluxe resorts.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's saying free dining plan for Blue Ridge Villas, Disney's Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Villas, Jumbo House, Animal Kingdom, Kidani Village, Club Villas at Beach Club, Boardwalk Villas, Old Key West, Saratoga, and then also free dining plan, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Beach Club, Boardwalk, Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Polynesia, Wilderness Lodge, and Yacht Club. Now, if you stay at the cabins at Wilderness Lodge, you get quick service dining. If you pay, I mean, that costs as much. The cabin costs more than the Animal Kingdom in some ways.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, Port Orleans, Riverside, Coronado, and Caribbean Beach, you get quick service. Know what I say? Bite me, Disney. Basically.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow, and this is the first time they've ever done this. And, again, I think you and I kind of disagree on this in that, you know, I think they're doing just like they're doing the tables in Wonderland. They're tweaking and tweaking this, and they're making it so – or they're going to make it so unpopular that eventually they'll just get rid of it and say, due to guests, you know, not taking advantage of it or whatever, we decided to get rid of the program, and then everybody loses.
No, absolutely. Well, they, like I said, they've lost me long ago. I don't do free dining no more because it isn't worth it, because what it comes out to, I could change my dates, go a little less crowded week, get my room at a discount, and what I save on the room discount is better than the free dining.
Yep. Just like you said, throw it on a Target Disney gift card and save 5% and go that way. I mean, this is the first time they've ever, like I said, set up this, you know, I'm calling it class distinction or whatever. But, you know, depending on what you are able to pay for a stay at Disney is how you're going to eat now. And they've never done that, at least with the dining plan. So it's a little disheartening to see that because, as you know, if it's successful or they feel it, you know, they made X amount of money, they may do this to some of the other programs. And here we go. What we feared would happen will happen where, you know, if you can afford to stay at the Poly, you're going to get – you know, these amenities are not amenities, but, you know, perks, let's call them. And then if you can only afford to stay at, you know, All-Star Music or whatever, you're going to get a lesser amount of perks.
Yeah, well, they've done it for a while with the All-Stars where you never got the sit-down. You always did get the two counter services. And
yeah,
and I could see that because of how cheap the resorts are. I mean, they are a value, and the price you pay there, I kind of can justify it. But how did they get away with the past 10 years or 12 years doing it with the moderates? All of a sudden, they can't afford to do it with the moderates?
Right.
It's a joke. It's for what you pay, and the moderates during peak now are over two bills a week. I mean, come on, a day. That's
right.
It's insane.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm glad you pointed that out because you're right. The values always did have the lesser of the plans. But so they just took Caribbean Coronado and Riverside.
And the cabins.
And the cabins over at Fort Wilderness. So, yeah, think of how many rooms that is. That's big bucks. You know, that those folks that are staying in those rooms during the dates for free dining aren't going to get the table service now.
No, and the thing of it is, and I say that all the time too, guys, is, if you guys play the drinking game, every time I say is, you just have to take a drink of your favorite Hellas beer. But anyway, like when the dining plan started, that's the way it was laid out. The All-Stars and the values did get the quick service. They never got the full dining plan. So I got it. It started that way, and I'm okay with it. Because then you could decide, but it was a value. Because Disney was doing so bad at that time. That was after 9/11. They were doing whatever they could to get the rooms filled. So they actually gave you – the way it worked out, it actually was free dining. It was a great meal, especially with the appetizers and everything else, like, and gratuity included.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you made money on the dining plan when it first came out. It was in fact, if you didn't get the dining plan, you were, you know,
a knucklehead.
Not that I'm calling anybody an idiot, but just do the math. I mean, it just was crazy if you didn't get it.
Yeah, and now the last 5 or 6 years, it ain't even worth it. The only way it's worth it is I book it all the time for a guest. And, again, I try to talk them out of it. A lot of the times, and I'm losing myself money because, Dan, I've done this with your own versatile vacations. I try to do what's best for the client. I'm not trying to make nickel and dime everybody to death. And I don't feel like the dining plan is worth it, but I've had many guests that just want to do it, just say they don't have to worry about it. And it still baffles me. It's like, but I stop. I don't understand how you're worrying about it if you put that money on a gift card. It baffles me. What's the difference between letting them scan your band and scanning the card? Or put the gift card on your Magic Band.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I think of, unless, you know, maybe some people aren't that good at saving or with money and they're afraid they're going to spend the cash.
But they're spending their credit card to pay me.
Yeah.
Just take the credit card to the store and buy the gift card. And buy the Disney.
That's true. Once it's on a Disney gift card, you can only spend it at, you know, on the cruise line or at Disney. So it's not like you can run out and go on a gambling spree or something with it, right?
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's like you're trying, it's like you're speaking, but they don't hear. And it's like, I don't know. And we didn't want to go off on this tonight. You're the one that made me do it, so it's all your fault.
No, we were just talking before the show, and with us working during the week, a lot of times we don't get to read all the articles in depth, or at least myself, I won't speak for you, on Sundays. You know, I tend to read through the articles in depth to prepare for Sunday's show, but sometimes during the week, we kind of do these on the fly, and we don't always have time to get through all the stuff that comes out during the day while we're working.
Yeah, well, these aren't supposed to be crying and ranting shows, but the dining plan is like, you know, a little nudge in the side, kind of like that Uber deal. And again, our butts, we were just talking again before the show how we can't wait to go, blah, blah, blah. I'm looking at Avatar. We have to really love it because they really do make it hard in a lot of ways.
Right. If this was any other company that you dealt with, you know, if Home Depot was treating you like this or something, as much as you need and like shopping there, probably, you know, you'd be over at Lowe's or the local hardware store or doing whatever you could not to shop there, right?
That's exactly what has happened.
Really?
So, yes, I avoid Lowe's and Home Depot as much as humanly possible.
Right.
Because it's not cheaper to go there, and everybody thinks it is.
Yep,
it's just convenient. It's convenient. Dude, and not to make this a lumber show, I and I'll just tell you this. I got AZAC I'm buying for the outside of a house. Mm-hmm. At my local lumberyard, it comes in 18-foot pieces for the trim. I'm buying 1x6s. At my Glassboro lumber, it's for an 18-footer, it's $34. At Lowe's, for a 10-footer, it's $35.
Wow.
So you do the math.
Yeah.
I mean, and I need 180 feet of it. So you figure out how much I'm going to save by going to my lumberyard.
Right. So the old theory that, you know, when they're buying in bulk and all that, they're not passing that savings on to the customer, that's for sure.
Dope. Casing. You know your casing that goes around your door?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Home Depot, $7-something a piece of casing. The same piece of casing that's a better piece of casing at Glassboro Lumber is $2.80 a stick.
Wow.
And so you're doing a whole house. You figured that one out.
Yep,
almost $5 a stick cheaper? $4.70 it comes out to, it's cheaper. I mean, crap. It's ridiculous.
And it's a better grade of wood, you're saying? Yeah,
absolutely it is.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
well, but I guess your point is taken, though. I mean, we're hooked on Disney so much that, you know, as much as they, quote unquote, abuse us or aggravate us with things like this dining plan this year, we still pony up our money and head down there whenever we can.
Yep. And the crazy part about Glassboro Lumber is they don't sell anything in that whole lumberyard that isn't American made.
Wow.
And their prices are that good. So when people say you can't make it here and make money, apparently they're wrong.
Yep. If those are the prices, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's many other examples. You just listed a few.
Exactly. So what we're going to do is, speaking of American, we're going to cruise down the Sasquatch River, which my American Indian people call the Sasquatch, which is really the Mississippi River. But we're going to cruise down the Sasquatch, and we're going to have a little food hunt because John is going to be staying at Old Key West. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off at Riverside, talk about some of the places to eat, boat rides for dinner. Mainly we're going to go over the menu. But we're going to hit breakfast and lunch real quick at where you can get it at both resorts, at both Port Orleans resorts. And then we're going to head to Olivia's and brush through the breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu.
Sounds like a plan.
So we're going to be here all night then.
Nah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll buzz through this, buddy. We're going to get John to eat something really, really great, fun. We're gonna find something that we're going to make him eat at Olivia's that he might not want.
All right. That sounds like a plan.
But anyway, we're going to start off at Port Orleans, your favorite resort too, then.
Yep.
And to eat breakfast at either one of the resorts, so everybody knows this, and everybody, most of the people that listen to us probably do, but in case you don't, Port Orleans French Quarter does not have a sit-down restaurant. And that went away, what would you say, then, 10, 12 years ago or more?
Yeah, I mean, I always want to say 5 years ago, and I'm always wrong because it's longer. I'd say 10, 12 years in that neighborhood.
And it's a shame because I wish that resort, and that's why I said when we did the last remember we were talking about what's going on at Coronado and Caribbean Beach?
Yep.
I would love to see some kind of – I mean, it's like Disney is dropping the ball so bad to have – imagine like something like Narcosis or something like that right on that river.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Imagine the view, watching the boats go up and down, and even I think you might be able to see a couple of the holes of the golf course as well from that vantage point. And how many times have you seen the cranes or different birds in the area up in the trees? I've seen owls and all kinds of hawks and stuff. I mean, a lot of wildlife in and around that area as well.
Yeah, I would just love to see something like Narcosis or maybe something like Tiffin's, where how they have the whole outside deck area where you can eat outside if it's a nice night. How awesome would that be, Dan, to have a nice outside dock, I mean outside porch area to have dinner on in Riverside? Or even how awesome would breakfast be for that?
Any meal.
Exactly.
That would be awesome. Any meal.
But you know what I mean? So I think they're really dropping the ball with those two resorts of not having, especially French Quarter, not having a breakfast area. And I think if they put it between the two, I know what you're talking about, a little further down would give you the golf course view. But if you put it between Riverside and French Quarter, if you put something there, I think it would draw from both resorts and it would be wonderful.
Yeah, because they, I mean, of course, we all know that those of us have been going for years. They were, you know, originally two separate and distinct resorts, and they merged them, and that's when the restaurant over at the Port Orleans went away. But, you know, and again, we were talking about things that kind of aggravate us. That still bothers me. I mean, I loved calling it Dixie Landings, and you know, we share our stories about different memorabilia. We have, you know, our old resort mugs and maybe a pin or a cup or something like that. But, you know, I know how Disney's looking at it. They say, well, no, it isn't that Port Orleans doesn't have a restaurant. Yes, they do. It's boat rights, or it's the food. You know, they look at it as one resort now, even though you and I both know it's not.
Yeah, well, it has more rooms than a lot of the other resorts, like the Boardwalk. If you combine those two resorts, there's more rooms than the Boardwalk, and the Boardwalk has, what, 5-6 restaurants?
Yeah, right.
It has more rooms than Animal Kingdom Lodge. Animal Kingdom has 3 restaurants.
Exactly. Yeah, I believe me, you don't have to sell me on it. I never liked that arrangement that they came up with, and I liked it much better when they were 2 separate resorts.
And when Coronado and Caribbean Beach are done, I guarantee you they both have more than one sit-down restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, particularly Coronado, where they're going to have the tower there, and they say? Some of them are going to be deluxe rooms or something like that? Or
that's what we're thinking. We were speculating. The same thing with Caribbean Beach. The weird thing is they're building a tower too, but it don't seem like anybody keeps mentioning that. But it's slipping through the cracks. But they're doing – there seems like it's going to be a tower itself. So
we'll see.
But anyway, if you're going to eat over here at the Riverside, we call it the Mill Food Court. I call it the Old Mill, but the Mill Food Court. Right. I mean – my go-to one is me and Brenda get the bounty platter, and they serve a bounty platter there for $10.49. They have cereal bowls. I do this every once in a while, too. Have you ever done create your own omelet?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Many a time. Obviously, if the line's real short, I'll do that. But when there's, you know, 15 people in front of me, I don't bother with that for obvious reasons. But sure.
Yeah, my wife and my sister-in-law have done this multiple times when I've had Donna with us, is the yogurt parfaits. They'll go over and create their own with that. You got the French toast with the toppings with bacon and sausage. You can get fruit cups. You can get grits, Mickey-shaped waffles, pancakes, steel-cut oatmeal, and then side dishes, they have clementines. Clementines are $3.99. They better be some good clementines.
Those little golf ball sized clementines.
Yes. $3.99. Say $4. Wow. Bucks. Their grapes are $3.39, and side of bacon or sausage is $2.59. You might as well clog your arteries and get a big old piece of sausage. It'll fill you a little more.
Yeah.
Don't tell Judith we just said that, though.
Oh, boy.
And then you got a children's menu, which is a breakfast platter, which is their bounty platter for $4.99. You got a chicken tomato omelet for $4.99 with breakfast potato, grapes. It includes a low-fat milk or small water for $4.99, French toast. The kids have Mickey waffles, and the kids have pancakes, which just ain't a bad deal. I mean, get the kids' platter. You can get pancakes, bacon, sausage, and apple slices, included a small water for $4.99.
That's not bad. It's just enough to get you going in the morning, and particularly if you know you have an ADR later that day or night where you're going to be eating a big old steak or something, you probably want to eat kind of on the lighter side that day anyway, so that's a great idea.
Absolutely. You can even get the kids' breakfast platter, because I've done this before for Mom, because she ain't a big eater in the morning. You get eggs, bacon, sausage, and apple slices with a water, and it's $4.99 for that too.
Right. And nobody's
going to question you if you have a kid.
Right. Produce a kid. Let's see it, or you're not getting this.
It's back in the room.
Do that. They could care less.
And then the bakeries have assorted muffins, bagels, and cream cheese, chocolate-filled croissants. Croissants are $3.59. Cinnamon rolls are $3.79. Have you ever had the cinnamon rolls over here?
No, I don't generally get pastry like that in the morning. And when I do, I generally go to the Main Street Bakery or Starbucks and get it. And so, I'll put it this way. The cinnamon rolls that I have had have been from there and not from the resorts.
Well, me and Brenda usually don't get them for breakfast, but we get it at night for a night snack.
Oh, yeah.
They still have them at night, and when they're hot, and, oh, my goodness, are they good. And then they got bottled sodas, waters, the whole nine yards, coffee, espresso, Italian cappuccino, juice boxes, orange juice, smart waters, soy milk, strawberry milk, and vegetable juices. So they have a little bit of everything there. And let me go over to Sascoilla Floatworks for breakfast. They got pretty much a lot of the same things, but They got, which is, it's pretty good, is, have you ever had the breakfast potato casserole?
Nope, can't say. Well, I've had a potato casserole at the Captain's Grill Buffet. I don't know if it's the same, but I've had it there.
You know, this is $2.59, their side dishes over at the Floatworks. And they have biscuits and gravy for two buttermilk biscuits with house-made smoked sausage and gravy for $3.99. So you can get these biscuits and gravy, get a side of potato casserole for under $7. That's not bad.
No, not at all.
Then they have breakfast sausage grits. So they pretty much have a lot of the same things that you get, the oatmeal, tater tots they got here, which I love tater tots for $2.59.
Who doesn't like tater tots?
But the great thing over at, you know, because at the they have the buttermilk pancakes, they have the grilled steak and scrambled eggs over here, whole grain croissant sandwich, which my wife would love that. Looks really good. I've never had that, but that looks really good. They have Wolferman's English muffin breakfast sandwich, crispy fried chicken on a biscuit, which with maple bacon jam. That sounds really good, then.
Yeah, it does.
So, I mean, you could see they have some of the same with the bounties, but they have a lot of different things over here. I honestly think that the Sascoilla, the Floatworks.
Sascoilla Floatworks, yeah.
Has a better variety of stuff for breakfast than what the old mill does. Because, I mean, I'm reading through here. They got breakfast flatbread, scrambled eggs, andouille sausage, shredded cheese, onions, peppers, and red pepper aioli for $8.99. They have a breakfast po' boy, scrambled eggs, smoked aioli sausage, red pepper aioli, shredded cheese, and a roasted peppers and onions for $8.99. And then they have a pan perdue, which is a baguette, French toast, warm fruit topping, cinnamon sugar with your choice of bacon, sausage, or house smoked ham. And then they got biscuits and gravy for $6.29. So they got a lot of different options over here.
Yeah, I mean, they tend to, at least my understanding of it, is they tend to have more of the, you know, New Orleans-type food. Even, you know, they have it a little bit at Riverside, but not as much. I mean, I hear you didn't read beignets yet. Do they have the beignets for breakfast?
Yes, they do. I was leaving the best for last.
Ah, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We get them a lot for on the way home, too. I've told the story many times. We'll get off at French Quarter and walk home.
Right.
But baguette 6, add dipping sauce, caramel, raspberry, or chicory coffee ganache for $1.99 to $5.49. And then that's 6 of them. And then 3, add dipping sauce, caramel, raspberry, chicory ganache for $1.99 to $3.99. So, but the baguettes are, they're awesome.
Yeah, I mean, when they come out nice and hot like that, I mean, there's almost nothing like it. I mean, it's kind of like the one of those donuts everybody goes crazy for.
Oh, those cronuts.
There, but even back home, what's that donut shop that everybody got? Oh, I can't think of it now.
Oh, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, you know, when the honey dip ones come right out of the oven or whatever, or the fry later, and they're still warm. I mean, you know, it's similar to that, at least in goodness, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. Krispy Kreme is damn good when it's hot in the morning. You get
yeah, they're too good.
But I'll tell you what, like over here, at, I'm staying at the Sascoilla for lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, we won't cover everything then, but just, I mean, there is so many things on this menu. There's probably 40 things on this menu, Dan.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about not boat rides, but the
Sascoilla. I'm staying here at the food court over now you got me messed up at New Orleans at French Quarter.
At French Quarter. Okay. I'm with you.
Like children's menu, they have a chicken salad sandwich, tuna salad, grilled cheese, which I'm always grilled cheese for $5.99. I'm always in to sneak a grilled cheese. They got hamburger, macaroni and cheese, pepperoni pizza, nuggets, turkey sandwich, pasta today, barbecue ribs, fish dinner, chicken Alfredo, chicken cordon bleu, sausage and spinach tortellini, and then a baked ziti. And, like, the baked ziti for a kid is $5.99. The sausage and spinach tortellini, $5.99. So if you only want a small portion, the fish dinner is $6.99 with the choice of two sides.
Hmm.
So, I mean, go kids if you want to save a couple bucks, because usually it's plenty for me, especially with me only eating my 6-ounce filet.
Yeah.
So, but then they go to desserts here real quick, but I'm going to skip over them to go to the regular lunch, pepperoni pizza, tuna salad po' boy with your choice of bean salad or house-made chips. Create your own rice bowl, family-style pizza, individual pizza, shrimp and grits, which is really good, barbecue ribs, choice of three sides, bok choy, collard greens, mashed potatoes, glazed carrots, mac and cheese, and red beans and rice for $14.99. So you get barbecue ribs and your choice of three sides for $14.99. That's not bad.
It's reasonable.
And they do the same thing with the prime rib. They do the same thing with a salmon. They do the same thing with a fried chicken and a pork rack. So you get all the same sides. They got the jambalaya for $9.49 with cornbread, which is outstanding. Pepperoni pizza, chicken parmesan, Creole cheesesteak po' boy. I'm not getting it. Hey, listen. We're not doing whatchamacallit. What are they called? I can't even think of it now. What's the little baby shrimp that they do? Not the shrimp, but the
crawfish.
Crawfish. I'm not going to buy crawfish here in New Jersey, and you shouldn't be buying a cheesesteak po' boy. Cheesesteaks weren't made to be a po' boy. I'm sorry.
Right. It's never going to stand up to what you can get back home, so I would agree with you there.
I'm not even going there. I'll do the shrimp po' boy. Do the meatball po' boy? I don't think so. I don't want a po' boy meatball. Chicken quesadilla, broccoli cheddar, baked potatoes, chili and cheese baked potato, bistro grilled chicken, fried chicken sandwich, fried shrimp, chicken breast nuggets, corn dog nuggets, chili cheese hot dogs, Angus mushroom Swiss burger, regular bacon Angus burger, crawfish mac and cheese burger. This is something I want to sneak over and just try it. I know it's horrible for you. My wife will beat me up for it, but I would love to try that. And it looks outstanding. I've seen a picture of it. Smokehouse barbecue cheeseburger, Cajun King burger, crispy fried chicken on a biscuit, which looks really good. Bacon cheeseburger. And then they have that was only for lunch, Dan. That was all the lunch. Dinner, baked ziti, spinach tortellini, chicken cordon bleu, pot roast, whole roasted salmon, barbecue rib dinner, fried chicken and rib combo, fish of the day, fresh market meatloaf, pork roast, fried chicken, pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza, they have it twice, which I don't know why. Individual with side salad, and this is a large. Baked chicken Alfredo and baked chicken Parmesan. Now, tell me that isn't a hell of a menu at a food court.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty expansive. Almost anything you could think of, they have.
Yeah, there's like 50 things on that menu I wanted, and there was only 40 listed.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then the Riverside food court, they're totally different. They have Italian wedding soup, clam chowder, minestrone, mushroom. They have a ton of stuff here.
Yeah, I
don't mean to cut you off, Dan, but I'll finish reading these. They have the Angus bacon pimento cheeseburger, barbecue pork sandwich, Cajun chicken sandwich, a Caprese flatbread, carved Cajun turkey club sandwich. I've had that. It's really good. Chicken breast nuggets, corn dog nuggets, create your own pasta, which I've had many times with shrimp and all different kind of things. I love that.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that. I mean, you to your point, you get shrimp, you get chicken, you get steak, and it feeds two people easily. At least it used to. I'm sure they'll cut back on that, too. But it came in that cardboard container last time.
Like Chinese food.
Yes, exactly.
$11.99, me and Brenda could both of us eat that and have some left over.
Yep.
They have create your own salad, fish and chips basket, which is very good there, large cheese pizza, large pepperoni pizza, a muffaletta. I have no clue what that is with your choice of house-made chips. You know what a muffaletta is?
Yeah, I've had them. It's kind of like a pressed, almost like a grilled cheese. It's that
like a panini?
Yes, almost like that, and it's got like the tapenade olive, like the Greek-style stuff on it. It's very good, actually.
Okay, I'd have to try one. A pepperoni flatbread, roast beef melt, shrimp salad po' boy, southern fire fried chicken sandwich. I've had that. It's good. Tuna salad sandwich, and then they have a vegetarian muffalette. Side dishes, apples and caramels, breadsticks, carrots and celery, clementine, fruit cups, hummus and pretzels. And then the children's have the same thing, corn dogs, sandwich. I mean, the options here for you know, the kids, like I said, corn dogs, fish sandwich, hamburgers, mac and cheese, tuna sandwich. I mean, then at dessert, you got carrot cakes, cheesecake, cheesecake with fruit topping, chocolate cake, which we've gotten many a times brought back to
home. Oh, yeah.
Freshly baked cookies, hand-dipped ice cream, which we've done, ice cream sundaes, Mickey Magic cookie bar, milkshakes, red velvet cake we've taken back to the room, the cobbler, warm apple blossom, yogurt parfait, all that is going back to the room.
Yep.
And then they have baked ziti, freshly sliced beef, served with chef's daily selection of accompaniments for $10.69, which is very good. Freshly sliced ham and sliced turkey. Then they got sodas and beers and everything else out in the cooler. So,
yep.
I mean, there's between these two food courts, if you can't find something you're in the mood for, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, and how long ago did they remodel? 5-7 years ago? I mean, I like it now where they have, 7-8 different stations, pizza, pasta.
Yeah, and it makes the lines a little easier.
Yeah, because depending on what you're in the mood for, you know, you can get your hamburger and chicken sandwich and fish sandwich. And like you just read off, they have a little bakery section. I mean, it's very, very nice now.
Exactly. And I mean, head over to this resort if you want to see it. If you haven't seen either of the Port Orleans resorts, head over, have lunch. There's plenty of selections, and take a walk down the river on a nice day.
Yeah, either that or if your day is going to take you to the Disney Springs, you can hop a boat from either resort and it'll drop you off down there at the marketplace or a little further up on the west side. And on a nice day, that's a beautiful boat ride.
Absolutely. You want to read boat rights, buddy?
Sure. So Boat Rights Dining Hall at Port Orleans Riverside Resort.
And not to cut you off, this is one of the most underrated restaurants out there, in my opinion.
Yeah, nobody, I mean, unless you stay there, you mentioned boat rights, and most people look at you like you have three heads. They've just never heard of it. And it's a very understated restaurant, even when you go there. It's the way it's situated. It's very, you know, you might... Yeah, you wouldn't walk by it, but I mean, it's not neon lights by any stretch. But anyways, just if you're there, they give you an annual pass holder 10% discount, tables in Wonderland 20%, and it was part of the Disney Dining Plan, or is part of the Disney Dining Plan in 2017.
And they used to serve breakfast here, and it's sad that they don't know more, because they had the there was like a banana waffle or something. There was something that I forget what it was. I had it many, many years ago. I forget what the exact name of it was, but they had some phenomenal breakfasts here. So go ahead. I continue to cut off, and I apologize.
No, the last time I saw the breakfast, they actually had it set up out in kind of where Yeehaw Bob is in there. And again, I don't know if they were just trying it out or something, but and this was a few years ago they had it. And then the next time we went back there, it was gone, like you said. So maybe they'll bring it back at some point, but for right now, they are not doing the breakfast. But anyways, for dinner over at Boat Rights, and you can get a Colonel's Pieces, crawfish, shrimp, oysters, okra, and a crispy cornmeal batter with house-made remoulade.
It's a great starter.
Yeah, $13 for that. You get a French onion soup au gratin with, what's that cheese, Doug?
Gruyere.
Okay, Gruyere onions, roasted crouton, and a rich beef broth. You got a Crescent City gumbo. Pierogi platter, Amelia's salad, Mardi Gras fritters, which are house-made pimento cheese fritters with pepper jelly, $9. For entrees, they have a General Fulton's prime rib. What's the prime rib? $34. That's carefully seasoned with a hint of coffee, slow roasted, served with mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and a red wine demi-glaze. Like I said, $34. You got the Big Easy, which is a 10-ounce grilled New York strip. Cajun Bayou Catfish, which is a sustainable and dewy crusted United States catfish with Louisiana rice, cayenne butter sauce, and chive aioli for $22. Lake Charles Risotto, They got a Louisiana lager, however you say that, a sweet tea brine pork chop with collard greens, red beans, and rice. My wife's had that before. She liked that. Voodoo chicken, crispy battered chicken breast with fluffy golden waffles topped with maple bacon gravy for $22. Deep South shrimp and grits. Jackson Square, I can't say that.
Entouffee.
Entouffee.
Yeah, that's what Bobby, I mean, that's what John likes, the entouffee.
Oh, so that's crawfish simmered in a rich seafood sauce over rice for $19. Boat Rights Jambalaya. I've had this many, many times, and I highly recommend it, which is a New Orleans dinnertime favorite. Slow-cooked shrimp and andouille sausage, chicken, and a spicy sauce served over rice for $19.
It's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, and the plate, at least the last time I had it, was huge. I mean, they give you a very good serving. It easily would feed two people. Turbo Dog Barbecue Ribs. Okay, for sides with any of these entrees, you can get red beans and rice, seasonal vegetables, fried okra, southern greens, Louisiana rice. Them are all $5 for any of your sides. For desserts, espresso chocolate cake, pecan pie, seasonal bread pudding, no sugar added, cream brulee, bananas Foster, angel food cake. And then for your beverages, they have freshly brewed Joffrey's coffee. Soda, which is all Coke products, as you well know, at Disney World. All natural lemonade topped with wild berry foam for $4.50. Then they have some specialty beverages that are non-alcoholic, which is they have a Disney character punch, a mega berry smoothie, and then your beer, you have draft beer, Albedo. John will be interested in this. Albedo. Brewing company is nestled in the Piney Woods, 30 miles north of New Orleans. Albedo's ales and lagers are brewed in small batches and handcrafted with only the highest standards of quality. So I don't know if John's ever had any of these, but I'm sure he'll sample them if he has not. They have the Albedo Amber.
Albedo. That's the one I get. It's the lager.
Yes. You're the lager guy. That's probably what I'd go for, too, actually, now that I'm reading them. They have the Albedo Amber, Albedo Purple Haze, which is a crisp American-style beer with raspberries. I'd stay away from that. They got the Albedo Turbo Dog, a dark brown ale brewed with Williamette hops and a combination of British pale, crystal, and chocolate malts. And then they have the Albedo Bear Fright, where you sample all three for $8.25, which is not bad.
This menu is very, very good. Like, what I like is a lot of the things, like the Big Easy, that 10-ounce grilled shrimp steak, it comes with something different. It comes with cream with crawfish and mac and cheese.
Right.
Which is a little different, you know, and I like to try that. And they have a lot of that here. Like, the Voodoo Chicken is actually chicken and waffles.
Right.
Is basically what it is. But the prices are really good at this restaurant, too. I mean, the most expensive thing on the meal is the Big Easy on the – On the menu is the Big Easy at $35, but
the 10-ounce, yeah.
Yeah, but pretty much everything else is $22, $23, $19, $17. I mean, how do you go wrong to be a sit-down meal for under $25 for most of the meals?
And I would say, and again, I've never been to New Orleans, downtown New Orleans, so I can't say, you know, compare the food, but the menu is limited.
Pretty authentic. Yeah,
authentic, and that's what I was going to say. I think the dishes they do, instead of saying is, like you.
I say do-do a lot, too.
But I think they do a very, very good job. I mean, I've had several of these, and I've never been disappointed with my meal here. But the menu, or at least the entree menu, isn't as expansive as some of the other restaurants at Disney. And I don't say that as being a negative. I think that they've stuck to some you know, traditional favorites. And like I said, I think they do a good job. And you know, they have a steak, they have a pasta and chicken, obviously, and a pork chop. And, you know, they got a good array of things. But what they do offer there is very, very good, I think.
No, everything has been good I've ever tried. And I missed the breakfast, and I hope they come back with it. And so what we're going to do then is we're going to hop on our boat. We're going to head down the river. We're going to hop off at Old Key West because John wanted us to review Olivia's because he's going to be staying here on his next vacation over at Old Key West.
Okay.
And we're going to review Olivia's because we're going to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. And we won't do the children's breakfast, but they have a Pizza Express, the Turtle Shack all day, which is open seasonally, that has different things. And then they have the Good Food to Go, which is like their little mini food court. Right. So we're not going to read all that. I mean, and on Dev's page, it's only rated 4.4 out of 10. So stay away from here, because Olivia's was rated 9.5 out of 10. So
yes.
So just go to Olivia's, I'm telling you.
Okay. All right. We'll go dinner at Olivia's then, right?
Well, no, we're going to start with breakfast. You start with breakfast. All right. I'll read lunch and you can read dinner. How's that sound?
All right. Why don't you read breakfast or whatever while I get to that page, because I have the
okay. I'll do breakfast then, after I just said something. But anyway, entrees for breakfast. They do take the Disney discount. So, but anyway, buttermilk pancakes with eggs. You get two buttermilk pancakes, two eggs, any style, choice of bacon, sausage, ham, and strawberry or blueberry sauce for $15. Dennis, this looks so good. The banana bread French toast. It looks like a work of art. I mean, I want to head down the river and just to get that. It's topped with Bohemian banana rum syrup.
You got
rum,
right there.
John. Yeah. John, you got rum. You're in. Coconut whipped cream and served with your choice of bacon or sausage or ham for $14. Dude, let's go now.
I'm there.
Biscuits gravy with eggs any style, two buttermilk biscuits topped with sausage gravy, two eggs any style, choice of bacon, sausage or ham for $12. Then you got eggs and hash. This is my style home, what I get a lot around here. Two eggs any style served over, not sweet potato, I get regular potato. Sweet potato, right. Ham hash topped with key lime, hollandaise served with buttermilk biscuit for $13. This sounds really good, Dan. Crab cake, eggs Benedict. Mm. Two poached eggs with two crab cakes on an English muffin with key lime hollandaise and potato casserole for $16. Dude, sounds phenomenal.
I've never had that, but it sounds delicious, and that is something I would definitely try. In fact, I'm going to try to get over there. That sounds just fantastic.
Dude, next time we're down there together, we're meeting for breakfast. We're going to split the banana bread French bread
and
toast.
And the crab cakes.
And the crab cakes. Exactly. Then you got waffles and eggs. Waffles with two eggs, any style, choice of bacon, sausage, or ham, and strawberry or blueberry sauce. I'm looking at the pictures of that. They're regular Mickey waffles. So, Olivia's breakfast, two eggs any style, potato casserole, buttermilk biscuit with your choice of bacon or sausage, $12. That's very reasonable. Monroe egg white omelet, which is egg whites, roasted pepper, spinach, mushroom, goat cheese, served with slices of tomato and buttermilk biscuit. That's my wife's, $14. Sombrero beach omelet, ham, green peppers, onions, cheddar topped with sour cream and pico de gallo. And served with potato casserole, buttermilk biscuit for $14. And then the Conch Republic omelet, which I wouldn't mind this. Shrimp, avocado, pepper jack cheese, potato casserole, and buttermilk biscuit, and a conch flat favorite, $16. Mm-hmm. And then side dishes, you got Southernmost Point Continental, which is breakfast pastry with fruit, bacon, sausage, ham, oatmeal, biscuits and gravy, fresh strawberries, beverages. You got your juices, iced tea, your coffees, your espresso, cafe mocha, the whole nine yards. And then they have the specialty drinks. Loaded, especially cocktails, a loaded Key West Bloody Mary, John's Inn. It has Kettle One, or I think Carmen's Inn. Kettle One, spicy Bloody Mary mix, shrimp and bacon for 10 and a half. Then they have mimosas and a parrot punch. The Power Punch, you know, everybody knows what a mimosa is, sparkling wine with fresh orange juice. And Power Punch is Parrot Bay coconut rum, melon liqueur, peach schnapps, and pineapple juice for $9.75. I might even try that. But Olivia's gets 9.5 out of 10 for breakfast. So.
Yeah, there's some unique things on that menu, and definitely three of them that I have circled here that I'd definitely try if I went there. I mean, I love the breakfast with the bounty platter and all that stuff. I mean, you know, we've had them many, many times. But
for an extra $4, you get crab cakes.
Yeah, and I would definitely try that without a doubt.
And it's an excuse to cruise down the river. The only problem is, and that's one of my other problems, let me rant real quick. The one thing, and I will be negative about Riverside, and I hope it changes – It does piss me off that the boats don't start to run till 11 a.m.
Yeah, that kind of is lousy. I mean, for early risers like I know you are and I am, I mean, you know, wouldn't you like to, you know, get there at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning or something?
Yeah, I wish they had the boat that went directly downriver to Old Key West. I think they should do that.
Oh, so you could grab breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could drive over, of course, but how nice would it be to wake up with your beautiful bride, hop on the Sascoula River, and head down to Olivia's for breakfast?
Yep, that would be awesome.
So, I'm just saying, read lunch, my friend.
Okay, we're at Olivia's here still. So, for appetizers, starters for lunch, you got lump crab cakes, conch fritters, onion rings, Olivia's house salad, tomato mozzarella salad, homemade soup of the day. You got to ask your server for details. Is it conch or conch? I think it's conch, John said.
Conch chowder.
Conch chowder. Okay, Manhattan style, boo. Got to go with the New England style, but they have it nevertheless. Caesar salad, romaine lettuce, parmesan, and croutons. You can add chicken for $6.
And don't forget that conch chowder does have oyster crackers. Have you ever had an oyster cracker?
Yeah. You've never had them?
Yeah, I was just curious.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We serve them up here with chowder all the time.
I was just asking. Don't yell at me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were going to turn me on to some mystery.
Not everybody has had oyster crackers, letting you know that's what you get with the conch chowder. Go ahead, my friend.
Don't you love oyster crackers with, like, tomato soup, too, if you eat tomato soup?
They're really good.
Yep. They are. Okay, anyways, moving right along. Caribbean tofu and rice.
I'm not in.
Yeah. Island barbecue pork ribs, which is spicy chipotle barbecue sauce with french fries and marinated coleslaw for $23. Mallory Square Cobb salad, romaine lettuce with layers of chilled shrimp, crab salad, bacon, egg, blue cheese, tomato, and avocado with the key lime mustard vinaigrette. I think this should be tough to compare to the Brown Derby's version, but yeah. I'm sure it's good. They got a Key West salmon salad, mixed greens, grape tomatoes, bacon, cucumbers with a citrus vinaigrette for $19.
That really looks good, too.
Yes, it just sounds good. Southernmost buttermilk chicken. They got 7 Mile sea scallops, Cayo Huso shrimp pasta, which is fettuccine with sautéed shrimp, sautéed with roasted peppers, grape tomatoes, crushed red pepper, and arugula in a tomato broth, $23. Also, it's lunch, so they offer an array of sandwiches, which they have a French dip sandwich, Tatuga chicken sandwich.
Well, I'm sorry, Dan. Real quick, not a lot of people, just in case you don't know what a French dip sandwich is, it's thinly sliced roast beef with provolone, horseradish cream on a hoagie roll with al juice for dipping. So I'm sorry about that. I don't know if everybody knows what a French dip is. So.
Yeah. You actually dip the bread right in the juice sauce there. And I don't like that. The texture of the bread just turns me off. But I'm sure it's very good, but it's just not my thing. Where was I? Shrimp and calamari po' boy sandwich, conch flats club sandwich. That's roasted turkey, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise on a multi-grain toast for $14. Mahi-mahi BLT sandwich, which says blackened mahi-mahi served with lettuce, tomatoes, applewood smoked bacon,
sounds
and
awesome.
Chipotle mayo. That does sound good. Miss Vicky's veggie burger. That's what it is. Duval Street burger, which is topped with grilled shrimp, pepper jack cheese, avocado, and pico de gallo on a pineapple coconut roll.
That sounds really interesting, too.
Yeah, it does. That sounds very appealing. Your desserts, you got mascarpone cheesecake with seasonal fruit for $8, flourless chocolate cake with fresh seasonal berries, $8, key lime tart, which, given this is Olivia's at Old Key West, I'm assuming that key lime tart is probably pretty authentic, banana bread pudding sundae served with a warm bananas foster top with vanilla bean ice cream for $7.
That looks ridiculous.
I don't see the picture, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Mile marker zero, no sugar added, tropical panna cotta. Beverages, you got your Coke products, fresh brewed mango, sweet or unsweetened iced tea, hot tea. You got your coffees. They offer a French press pot, which is a state-grown organic Colombian Joffrey's coffee from friends over there at Joffrey's. Let's see, cappuccino, a latte. They got a cafe mocha. Specialty beverages. They got milkshakes, Disney character punch, and specialty cocktails, a magical star cocktail, a sultry seahorse, which is Dejanaro Originale, cream de banana, pineapple juice, orange juice, and a float of cherry brandy for $9.75.
You're buying. I'm drinking it.
I'd go for the Captain's Mai Tai myself, which is Captain's Morgan Original Spice Rum, Amaretto, tropical juices, topped with a float of Meyer's Original Dark Rum for $10, Turtle Crawl, Rum Runner. Then for beers, they offer a Key West Sunset Ale, Yulinger Lager, Samuel Adams Seasonal, Bud Light, and import specialty bottled beer, Corona or Blue Moon, $6.50. And then for premium beer, they have New Belgium Fat Tire, New Belgium Ranger, Key West Southernmost Wheat, 7 Mile IPA, Schaffenhofer, Hyphen Wesson, Stella, I can never say that. What's that, Doug? Stella Teros?
Artois, yeah.
Yeah, he told me the other day. Angry Orchard Crisp Apple Hard Cider and Guinness Stout. Those beers and drinks are $7.50 to $8.75. They have assorted wines, white wines, red wines, sparkling wine by the glass, $9, by the bottle, $39. And they also offer a sangria, which is $9.50 by the glass. So a lot of nice things here.
And just to correct you, it's Yingling Lager.
Yingling, yeah. I don't, what did I say, Yingling?
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. I just wanted to correct you on that one.
That's okay.
There's a lot of really good things on this menu. We're going to head right to the for the dinner menu.
Okay.
And just to say, all the appetizers are pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think they are. Maybe one or two items.
Yeah, they have a tomato mozzarella salad that's added, and then the homemade soup of the day. And that's about it. But the entrees are a grilled New York strip served with mashed potatoes, asparagus, mushrooms, tomato and onion ragu for $33, island barbecue pork ribs, which is the same as the lunch with French fries, the 7 Mile sea scallops, macarpone, prosciutto paletto, asparagus and tomato vinaigrette for $26. The Wall Street burger looks really good, Dan, with those shrimp.
Yep.
That was on the lunch menu.
It was.
This sounds really awesome, and I want to go here just to try it. The mahi-mahi for dinner. But it has a crab-crusted mahi-mahi. Have you ever had a mahi-mahi crusted with crab?
No, I have not.
I really want to try that now, don't you?
Yeah, I'm sure it's good.
And that's why we read these menus. I know it. I like doing it just because I learn.
Yes, because if you're like me, my eyes go to my favorites, and sometimes I wouldn't read into the menu this deep if I was actually there. So reading it through now, like you just mentioned, that mahi-mahi has the unique crab crust on it. I might opt for one of these other things and not get sucked into what I usually get.
Absolutely, because I like to try different things, so I love this stuff. Like me and Brent, we are very adventurous, and that's cool. Even though we're weird, we're adventurous, but then we like you said, we do have our favorites, but we will try different things. Sometimes it's even fun to just get a third entree.
Yeah, yeah. Or like you said.
Instead of the appetizer. If there's nothing on the menu for an appetizer and there's an entree, we'll go that way.
Yeah, why not?
And anyway, it has crab crusted mahi-mahi served with a tropical couscous, avocado, pico de gallo, and mango butter for $24. For $24, how do you go wrong?
No, that sounds – mango butter. Just that alone sounds good.
Yeah. Caribbean tofu and rice. I'm not even reading it because I'm not going there. Slow cooked prime rib, 10-ounce cut with Olivia's potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and a cabaret demi-glaze for $32. Mallory Square Cobb salad, again the same as lunch, $19. A plantation key pork chop. I'm looking at the picture. It looks very, very good with the wild rice. It has a brined bone-in pork chop glazed with an apple white balsamic gastrique, served with a purple sweet potato, apples, onion, Brussels sprouts, and tossed in a bacon vinaigrette for $24. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does.
Like a KO, a ka, what is it? CAYO, KO Huso.
KO, Kayo, whatever.
KO Huso, shrimp pasta. You know, it's basically red peppers, grape tomatoes, crushed red pepper. It's a pasta. Dessert, yep. Macaroni cheesecake, flourless chocolate cake, key lime tart, banana bread pudding, and pretty much all the same things. You know, milkshakes. They have a couple extra things in the lunch menu for drinks. Right. They had the banana spice rum martini. Mm. It's different. It sounds pretty good. Yeah. Then they have a key lime pie martini, Irish coffee with Jameson Irish whiskey, Jamaican coffee, which has rum in it, Italian coffee, amaretto, and a Kiko coffee with a Clue and brandy. And then they have the same thing, the Key West, the Yingling, the Samuel Adams. So yep. I'll tell you what, Olivia's menu is very unique, but it's very good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a lot more expansive than Boatwright's. And, you know, obviously, it's a southern Florida, you know, flair, if you will, or Key West. You know, so it's a little bit different and a little heavier on the seafood side of things, too. But there were several items on there that I definitely want to try next time I get over there.
I cannot wait to try. Dan, we got to participate. Now, Disney, listen to us for this. Get the boats running up and down the resorts.
Yeah, I know a couple of skippers that would drive them.
Don't you? From your lips to God's ears, Dennis. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? That would
yes,
be a dream
would.
Job to go back and forth to old Key West all day.
Yeah, and then when we pass each other, we can toot our horns and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd be, you know, put the flicker in the lights. It'd be nice at nighttime to see the little green light that's at the bridge, a little red
yep.
light that's at the bridge. But, you know, how? I mean, don't you think that they should have a boat that goes back and forth to those two resorts? Because to go to Old Key West, we've done it. You got to take the boat to the Springs and then take the Old Key West boat back.
Yeah. In fact, a couple of trips ago, a solo trip, I was at Old Key West and I needed to get to Port Orleans Riverside for an event. And it's very difficult. You're so close, but it's not really safe.
It's faster to walk.
Yeah, but it's
down
not
the
really
street.
Safe. But you know how that road is heavily traveled there, you know, where the treehouse villas are. But you're right, Doug. By way the crow flies, you could get there faster walking, no doubt.
Yeah, because you had to do what I said. You had to go to the Springs and then come back, right?
At that time, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
They need to do something. I mean, now you would get an Uber. I mean, and me and Brent always drive, so we can drive over to Old Key West.
Yep.
But it
yep.
would be so romantic. It would be so nice. It would make my day to be able to go up and down that river for lunch or dinner just directly without having to go, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, without having to go to the Springs first. It's just sad they don't have that. Maybe they'll make a one that you can express one that we could pay extra for.
Yeah, for $20, they'll take you there.
Yeah, Uber boats. That's next. You know, they're coming out with the Uber friendship boats by Disney, right?
There you go. It'll take you anywhere you want to go for $20.
Yep, they're extra. It's crazy. But this was a lot of fun. It was very interesting. We had multiple break-ins on the show. My cat ripped my keyboard apart. Your work called. But after it was all said and done, we did get the show done, Dan.
Yeah, it didn't look good for a while, and I didn't think we'd ever get to the end of it. But the things that happen that the listeners don't know that's going on.
Yeah, that's why I figured I'd let them know. My cat jumped on my keyboard. I went to pick him up, and it ripped out two keys out of my laptop as we were recording the show. Isn't that a lot of fun?
Yeah.
I think Dave from the Mickey Dudes put my cat up to it. That's all I'm saying. Newman did it.
Put a spell on them.
Yes, but this has been a lot of fun. Please, guys, head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. If you could, head over to all of our sponsors because we'd really, really appreciate it. And if you could, follow John at Beer Solo and the Weekly Pint. You can find Dennis at Oak Manor. You can find our good buddy Bob at our official website. It's all in WDW. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. And you can find all us idiots at WDW Main Street. Everybody have a safe and wonderful night. We hope these menus helped you guys out. John is the one that made us do it. So now he has us both hungry and we got to go cook.
Yes.
But everybody have a safe rest of your week. Be kind to one another and we will talk to you real soon.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Really bad ass, drink up me, honey, Joe.